Katie is butthurt.
I am.
What's new?
What? No. Do not project your snowflakeism onto me.
Go to your feminist mark.
I would if I could, but I don't have one.
She's butthurt, and then when you really look at it, it's like, okay. No. If I had those comments, I would be celebrating.
No.
Probably so.
It'd be one thing if I had asked for them. Okay, let's just set the scene, all right? Okay. I'm very, very excited because our friends at Tanger Center invited me to go to the Tony Awards.
Must be nice.
I am beyond thrilled. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And it's going to be, I think, to me, it seems like it's the year where the biggest possible stars are
going to
be there.
They also said this is going to be one of the most highly anticipated shows because all of the buzz behind all of the...
Wicked, Hamilton.
Well, all the
things. I mean, Erivo's hosting.
Sure, yeah. Erivo is hosting, and yes, I mean,
Clooney's
just like
gonna be there.
A lot of buzz. And so, naturally, I'm very nervous because I've never been on a real red carpet runway. You know what I mean? Ever before. I've never gone to an award show like
your
this.
Best.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying. And by the way, we didn't really have like a lot of advanced knowledge
or
that it was for sure happening.
Enough where you could pick out a dress.
Well, I did. And I ordered two dresses from Rent the Runway. And I've talked to you guys about Rent the Runway a million times because you spend all this money on a dress and you wear it one time, right? But on Rent the Runway, you can go onto their website and they are literally runway dresses, you know, like runway fashion designers, big names. And you can get these dresses that cost so much money for a rental fee. Now, yeah, you have to send them back, but it's great because you're going to wear it once.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm confused sense. Then. How did you get the photos of the two dresses that you posted?
Because I ordered the dresses and they arrived.
And you're just paying for, you paid for two?
I paid for two dresses for an 8-day rental period. So
and then you're gonna rent it again?
No, I'm within the rental period, so as soon as the Tonys are over, I have to pack up both dresses and then mail
them
back.
But you still have to pay for both.
But I still have to pay for both. I already did pay for both. Right. They're already mine for the 8-day rental. So they arrived.
I see. So that's how you got both photos that you posted.
Yes, because they arrived and then I begged my husband to play paparazzi. Which he did. And so anyway, I have these two dresses. And I couldn't decide which one that I liked the most because I picked them out. I love them both, but you never know. It's kind of a gamble. You just pray that they're going to work. And so they both fit and I enjoyed them both. And I posted on our social media, I'm going to the Tonys. Which dress should I wear? And it was A or B.
Yes.
The comments that I have received
were more than A or B.
A shocking number of people have responded saying neither.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, well.
Because at first I'm like, Katie, why are you upset? I didn't realize at the time these are dresses that you, for some reason, I didn't know that you, I don't know why I thought maybe, I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
That you selected the dresses, but the people don't know that. So basically they're saying you're, fashion sense is bad.
No, read some of the comments. It's not just neither. Read some of the comments.
Sure. You ready?
Yes.
Buckle up.
Okay.
The comments on an A or B question.
Yeah.
Comments. That doesn't strike you as weird?
You keep saying comments. I feel like they're compliments.
Okay. I already said a shocking number of you said neither. So A or B, you just said neither one of
there's
them.
There's an underlying compliment there. Watch.
Okay. How about not flattering to your figure? You don't want any extra added fullness.
That one is not a compliment. Mm-mm. That is calling you chubby or fat.
Well, no, I think it is deep down inside because what's happening there is the dresses that you picked out, it doesn't show your shape. So it can make you look it makes you look more Adele-ish or something. You know what I'm saying?
More Adele-ish.
What Adele wore.
Gosh.
No, Adele's skinny now. But what Adele wore, sometimes you couldn't, it was hard to tell.
Jason, you do understand that these are the two options that I'm choosing from, right? So, like, there's no... Oh,
but nobody knows that. They're saying, what they're basically saying for the compliment is...
He's standing up.
Listen, they're saying that you should actually get something more maybe risque-ish because it's not, you have a better look than you're giving yourself. That's what they're keep
these
reading.
Are the dresses I chose it.
Jason, I agree
reading.
There's probably some more compliments than that. Maybe there's some that probably are compliments. That one is not. That one is saying, hey, these dresses make you look fat. You don't want anything to make you look fat.
You don't need any extra added fullness.
Yeah.
That's the nicest way of saying
you look fat in these dresses.
How about this? Well, I got plenty
more. So they're
more.
Not saying wear less. They're saying you got to
go ahead.
I got plenty more. And this is on an A or B poll question.
Where you would type A or B. That's it.
Right. Said they both scream, "I'm from the South." Is that a bad thing?
I don't think it's a, that one's not a compliment.
I don't get that, but okay.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't see that. Okay. If you want to see the dresses, by the way, they're on all our social media.
Looks like you're wearing a curtain. Tony would be embarrassed.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one for the Tony Awards.
The Tony Awards. The
ones Mr. Tony.
The ones you specifically said yesterday were not those. And when you said it, multiple ones.
Oh, I can keep. I got more. I got plenty more. Looks like chintz curtains pulled off the windows.
Oh, so cheap curtains.
Mm-hmm. Your tan lines are totally throwing me off. Those are sundresses, not formal dresses.
Those are not sundresses.
How about an option where you don't look like a curtain rod?
Okay.
Does nothing for your shape.
All right,
this is one of my favorites.
There you go, right there. Does nothing for your shape because it's covering. It's too...
I'm telling you.
I think you're thinking of the way your wife dresses in skin to wind stuff.
Nothing Katie wears shows her shape. Ever.
I know.
Well,
ever.
The leather pants once, but...
Those didn't even... I was wearing a long shirt.
And let me tell you something, Jared. You were here and you even like... agreed with me at the time.
Hold on, they're coming. We got more.
But I'm saying the ones Katie initially read yesterday, I didn't think were bad at all.
Okay, here's these are other ones. Start a GoFundMe. You can do better than this. Adds 20 pounds.
Ooh!
Looks frumpy.
Okay, but okay.
Try again.
The dress itself?
Nothing.
May.
They're both ugly. Okay. You need to wear something more flattering. Your back is weird. Like,
Spin that one, Jason. Spin the back one.
I can't because she's not saying the same comments that...
I agree with you, Jason. Yesterday, when you seemed so hurt, the ones you initially shared with us were like, oh, those aren't bad.
I think because I had already read the ones that
were... Well, we didn't know that.
Yes.
The ones you first shared were like, can you choose another dress? We're like, oh, that's not bad. Then we also didn't realize these are the two dresses you picked.
So this is it.
Here's what Katie was more...
The ones you read, though, are mean.
Yes.
Those are mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the one she read yesterday that she was so upset about, but she refused to read here because she saw
to read it. I don't
after
know which
telling
about.
Her that they were compliments. Like, here's an example. The ruffles on the straps of A take over the dress. They distract from Katie's beautiful face. So she doesn't like the dress because it's distracting and giving her
from
a backhand.
Katie's beautiful face.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's nice. However, the way I hear it is I don't like the dress that you've chosen because that was the question that I asked.
I don't know why I didn't think you chose those dresses
at first.
Where
do you think they came from?
I don't know. Like somebody supplied them for you.
No.
I don't, like,
okay. Here's another one. Cynthia Evans. Here's my pick for you. What do y'all guys think of this?
Then she's suggesting other options. I'm like,
and
this is it.
The option that she wrote, the option, and I think she's right here. I think Cynthia's right. It's more of a, I guess you can say Carol dress, but not all the way Carol dress. You see what I'm saying?
I don't look like Carol.
Because she hasn't worn it.
Maybe.
I mean, Katie has nice legs, so that would probably work.
But I don't dress like Carol. I have my own style,
I'm not
and I picked out
like
my.
Carol. I'm just talking about the direction.
I guess I'm just upset at the fact that.
Oh,
it's
here's
like
another one.
Commentary on.
I agree. If you have time to look for another option, bad. But as I feel, both dresses don't compliment you 100%.
I hate your dresses. That's how I hear it. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, the ones you read today were different than the ones you read yesterday, but the ones you read today...
You understand it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your back is weird.
Your back is weird. It's like...
That's rough.
Bizarre. Who says that? Why do people compliment your back? We had some guy that was hitting on you at some bar said you have a sturdy back.
Okay.
And you're like, what?
I don't know.
One more here.
I'm just a big back, really. I'm not sure. Big back.
Michelle.
I don't know.
Michelle says this. Neither, if possible.
See?
But then she says, you have such a cute figure and both... Are neither. She's basically saying you have a cute figure, but she hates the dresses because the dresses, you're so more beautiful for another dress. Although I didn't think that. I just said that weirdly. You're so more cute than that dress.
Uh-huh. The problem, Jason, is that these are the dresses that I'm choosing from.
Right.
So I'm going to.
Because of all the comments.
With what money and with what time?
Whatever it's called.
You have to reserve. They have to be sent to you. I don't have time. That's it.
Too late.
I was down to the wire to begin with.
Yeah, it's too late.
Okay.
What? How much were they to rent? Do you mind sharing?
I can look it up.
Is it because as a guy, I have no idea what it costs to get a dress.
Oh, they rent the runway tells you how much the dress is.
Yeah.
And then how much obviously you're going to pay for it, and you are paying. I think I'm paying obviously more for the 8 day, but I needed it because I had to have it. 4 days was not enough. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Order history. I use Rent the Runway all the time.
People love it.
I love it.
I'm just curious. Like Matt, would you have any idea what dresses cost?
None.
You can say the dress is $50 or a dress is $2,000.
What about Sheen? Sheen has some dresses that are cheap.
Yeah, they're
I'm not gonna
made out of polyester or
okay.
Some of them it's are better fall than apart. You think.
Or so, like Walmart bags.
The black one with the sequin flowers on it is a Marquesa, and it's $995 originally.
Oh my gosh!
I rented it for.
What happens if you accidentally destroy it?
Well, all of that's kind of like built in to. There's certain things you obviously can't do, like if I bleached it or whatever. But it kind of counts it or takes into account.
There's gonna be some wear and tear.
A little bit of wear and tear. I don't know.
And that by the way, Jennifer says I don't like either. But then she says I would go with something more solid, more form fitting that shows your beautiful figure.
That's a compliment. Yeah.
Gosh,
it is. But again, I hate the dresses you've chosen. This is it.
You don't know how much?
I'm trying to figure out how much. And
by the way, if
you want
to see these dresses,
Certainly not $900.
Right, so
it's
on like our social media.
No.
Is it on Instagram or just Facebook?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and it has like well over, just on Facebook, it has over 100,000 views.
Yeah, and one of them says, you're beautiful, the dresses aren't. That's but that, I would take that all day.
And Katie, I'll be honest, when I first saw the dresses just a quick glance, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't like these dresses at all.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And then when I looked at it, I mean, just the first glance, I don't like at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I really looked at it, actually paid attention, I actually started to really like B.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of the two, I like B just in general.
Yeah.
None of that matters, but at first I was like, I don't know why I thought somebody just said, hey, here's some dresses you can take, you can choose from.
I had to pick them out.
You know, sometimes we get stuff, random stuff. Yeah.
So what I paid for the Marquesa, it was $178.22
okay.
to rent it for 8 days.
I see. Okay.
So, $1,000 dress for $178
right.
that I do send back,
right.
but I'm going to wear it once.
And you do have the option to buy it or no?
I think you do.
I really like this. I want this one.
I've never done that from Rent the Runway, mostly because.
But there's other places that do
Yes,
that.
But I've certainly done that from other sites. Anyway, I'm going to be wearing one of the two. So I guess you'll just have to.
You could go to a store.
I don't know what else to do. I've already spent all this money.
No, the second one is to me. What do you think, Matt? B? And you guys can still vote and put your hurtful comments on the.
Most of the comments, by the way, are not hurtful. Though she's
most,
you know,
most of them, I would say, a shocking number have said neither. I mean,
a lot
way, so many have said neither. But then there are people who just put A or B, which was my whole intent. It not like your back is weird.
Right.
You know?
You don't need to look
any more
full.
What am I supposed to
full.
Do with that?
We don't want any more fullness from you.
Right.
And if it was a guy's A or B, it'd be like, do you want this tuxedo with a black tie or a mm-hmm. blue tie? Like, it wouldn't be. It'd just be two basically the same thing.
Somebody said, and I do agree that you can't really tell because of the way that the picture is, but somebody was like, no, you need sequins and sparkle. And literally the black dress is so heavy because it is nothing but sequins and sparkle.
Yeah.
It didn't show in
you
the picture. So that's not fair.
Yeah,
but
picture, yeah.
And this one says, please, neither. Don't let them know you're from the country.
What is that about?
But
like you're going to embarrass us in New York. It's in New York, right?
Yeah. New York City.
But she does follow this with get something strapless, sparkly with a split.
That so was
she,
the one
she's,
sparkly.
Okay. She's basically saying, though, she thinks that you're good enough looking to get something to wear a dress like that.
And so do you?
I am wearing one like that. It is sparkly. It has sequins.
So would you say overall, other than you have a weird back and we don't want you to look any more full,
mm-hmm.
the other ones, because that's not nice. Was it more that people probably didn't even think, because people don't think, including myself, that they're really judging your fashion sense, like you have bad fashion sense. Because they're like, neither. Did you take that personally? Like, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, they think that you started questioning if you have good fashion sense?
Yeah, I did. These dresses. And I mean, for me.
You'll be wearing one of them.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing one of them.
Some major award show.
Trying to, normally what I use Rent the Runway for are weddings and then black tie events or galas, which we are lucky to be invited to, throughout the years. And so it's not all too often that you do it, but you're really trying to match the event with the dress. Mm-hmm. And those. At least the black one with the sequins and all that. I really thought, and it happens to be my favorite. It really does. I mean, I think it's so fun to wear. But it's, you try to match the formality, and I thought I kind of nailed it, but apparently I did not.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
You've never asked me my opinion of which one.
What is your opinion, Jason?
C. So good. Let me tell you why. I would wear, you already have it, I wear the black leather pants. You can.
You cannot wear that on the red carpet.
Looked this
okay,
up.
That is not.
It says, even ChatGPT says, formal with a flair. The Tonys typically follow a black tie or formal dress code, but right? with a creative fashion forward twist. And it gives you how you could do it with the black leather pants that you could do and then get a fancy top.
No. But thank okay. you.
Yeah.
I would choose B if it's between the two.
Matt.
I'm going to pick B because you look awkward in A.
Oh my. That's exactly the comment.
You don't look comfortable in A. You're doing like this little weird like pivot back and forth thing. It doesn't look like it's comfortable. At least in B, you look more confident.
Yeah.
And we don't. Which one can we see your very weird back? Is it B?
I guess.
Oh, probably
man,
B.
You should buy a shawl or something.
Well, I mean, too late. It's too late. It's too late. I have no more time for any
of
it.
You want to borrow a trench coat?
And
to
by the way, yeah, I'm getting a spray tan today.
You never turn around in A, so we don't see your back in A.
A is the exact same in the front as it is in the back.
So no weird back. Ooh, maybe you go with A.
I don't know.
See, at least also.
What a weird compliment. I mean, a weird comment. You have a weird back.
Okay.
Well, didn't some other guy say once you had a strong back?
Yes.
Sturdy back. Yeah.
Sturdy back.
Yeah.
Sturdy back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm. So, you know.
We need a parody of that. She has a sturdy back.
How about something that doesn't look like you are a curtain rod?
That made me laugh too.
Start a GoFundMe. You can do better than these. Try again.
Let's go to Laura. Laura, A or B for Katie, if you've seen it online.
So I prefer A, but Katie, you're going to be absolutely gorgeous in anything you choose.
Oh, thank you.
I will say, if you do choose B, I would recommend you getting a spray tan just so that you don't have those tan lines.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am not a
Southerner.
Fan of the
trashy redneck
I'm
from
getting
the South.
One today. Don't worry. I know how these things go. Don't worry.
I'm not a big fan of the cape. I think that what people think that looks weird is that like the cape takes away from your shape because it's just like that does look like a curtain. That part of it does look like a curtain. But the if you didn't have that. That cape on the back, mm-hmm. it would be absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, but
I do like the first one.
It doesn't. The cape doesn't come off. You know, yeah. It's like it's attached to the dress.
I know.
Like
and I don't want you to be offended because you're not the artist. You didn't make it, so don't be offended. People are just being really like almost like mean. Honest, I don't think that people are being very nice about it.
I don't either.
I
don't.
Think you should go
Most
with A.
Are.
I will say this though. Let's say if Jason posted A or B, mm-hmm. everyone would just say, "Kill yourself." We hate
true.
You. Oh, we wish you
terrible.
Were dead. Yeah.
Wow.
They wouldn't say A or B or neither. Like we hate your gut. You know what I mean? They would. Or we could tell by this choice of tuxedo that he hates his family. It'd be something weird.
Mm-hmm.
I will say
it wouldn't
this.
Be compliments.
She has 1,700 compliments on the post, and what I would do is highlight them all. Put mm-hmm. them through ChatGPT and say, what is the analysis of these compliments? Which one should I go with and why? And analyze why based on these comments.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It's not.
If you want to do it,
it's not.
Go ahead.
It's not a lot of work.
I will also say that because I'm leaning way more towards B, that I do also have black evening gloves that I'm pretty hyped to wear.
Mm.
And I made sure, for all you haters, is it okay to wear black evening gloves in spring,
my brain just exploded. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know that one for black evening gloves because that's not a guy thing at all, mm-hmm. nor that it was seasonal.
Yes, evening red carpet.
Does anyone know that?
The
like,
most formal.
Oh my gosh, she's wearing black evening gloves.
Do you see why I'm so offended?
Yeah.
It's like I do the research on these things.
A problem.
Yeah,
there is a problem.
What?
I forgot that Facebook already has an AI.
Oh,
and when you
look
at the comment summary, it says according to Meta AI.
Yep.
Most commentators are unimpressed with both dress options, suggesting they don't scream Tony Awards and liking one to a curtain and the other one to a cape. A few suggest alterations or a third option, which some advocate for choosing the dress that makes Katie feel most confident with mm-hmm. a slight preference for dress B.
Okay. Yeah.
AI has spoken.
Thank goodness for that.
AI has spoken. All right, so.
Listen, we put it out
there. You
feel
more confident now?
No.
Are you going to take both dresses with you?
No. I know which one I'm wearing.
I mean, are you going to wear the other one at all? I guess not.
No.
You don't have time to wear it.
The truth behind A was that I had to kind of alter it myself to keep the straps from falling.
So it's not like yours.
Yeah, because
B I think is better.
Yeah, and so I do know it's going to be B. It is going to be B.
And I think the cape is fun.
It is fun, and it's so unlike anything you get to wear ever.
Right,
and that's the most fun of for me because you know I love to dress up. I love it. I love Halloween. I love a theme party. Mm-hmm. I love all that stuff, and then to get in formal wear to me is even it's so fun and. I've never worn a dress with that many sequins or with a cape or black evening gloves. So I'm pretty hype about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Because if I might post something like, which polo shirt do you like better for myself?
You should do
A or B. Watch the comments.
See what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we do that, please?
See what happens.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
We hate you. Burn all your shirts and make sure you're in the shirt when you burn it. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to know A or B.
I really could have worn either like to make them work. And I was torn. I really was torn. And then after the comments, I was like, I just have to decide for myself because I don't. You know. Anyway, thank you.
What a difference though. Katie's posting. She's going to the Tony Awards with these dresses. I could post, which is better for the brewery tonight?
Yeah.
This will never happen again. This never happen again. This is a once in a lifetime thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, though.
I'm excited that you get to go. I'm, again, extremely jealous, but I am happy for you. I think it'll be fun.
I'm so excited. And
this is right up your alley.
Yeah. And I will be reporting in and posting photos, and then I'll call on Monday and we'll do a full recap of
love it.
The celebrities that I've stalked.
Yeah, I love that.